Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch
The Call. And it is a 2020 South Korean thriller film that is directed by Lee Chung-hyuk. It stars Park Shin-ye and Jo Jung-soo. It's based on 2011 British and Puerto Rican film The Caller. The Call revolves around Park Shin-ye and Jo Jung-suk, two different women from different times who are connected through a phone that interchanges their fate. The film was original theatrically, but it was cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It came out on Netflix though globally in 2020 on November 27th. The plot of the show is that in 2019, a 28-year-old girl called Kim So-hyun loses her cell phone while traveling to her sick mother, who lives in a rural area. And after arriving in her rundown childhood home, she finds a decade-old cordless phone, and through it she receives calls from some distressed woman who says that she's being tortured by her mom. After investigating the house, So-hyun figures that the woman on the phone is Oh Young-suk, and she's living in the same house but in a different timeline, which is back in 1999. The two of them are able to communicate across time through the phone and exchange information about their lives. Young-suk is an orphan and lives with her adoptive mother, who is a shaman, while Song-yoon lost her father in the fire and she keeps blaming her mom for that, Yoon-ha. Young-suk, acting on information from Sung-hyu, does different things throughout the movie, and you can see that while watching the movie. It's quite eventful and honestly very mind-boggling to see the movie. I was genuinely shook. My parents don't really watch anything Korean as such, but this was dubbed in English, so they didn't mind, and we watched it as a family. And when I say this, it touched every one of us. All of us were like, what? Because we all really liked the movie, and it was very well created. The plot, the production, casting, the filming, the aesthetic of the whole movie, it was really, really well done. I would definitely say that you should watch this movie. Of course, like, for somebody who is very easily triggered or scared, then maybe they can avoid it. But otherwise, it's a really, really good movie to watch. It's a great thriller. How did you feel about it, Mehak?
So, I really liked the movie. It was close to perfect. I decided to watch this movie because of Park Shin-hye. And as expected, she did not disappoint me. And I really liked the whole movie. And I really liked the acting of John Ji-soo. And it's surprising that she hasn't really done a lot of movies before or any dramas. As the plot says, the story unfolds with a call, but the call is not just all. The connection of the past, the present, and the future reminds you of the butterfly effect. And the movie will always take you by surprise in every second. Like, you will always be hooked to the TV. And it's just like the perfect thriller that you need to watch. And it's just amazing to see how the characters have put the emotions in it, and how well they have portrayed their storyline. Although there were some loose ends in the movie, I really liked it throughout. The ending was a bit abrupt, but still, like, we hope for a part two, but I don't think it's gonna come anyway. It was an open-ended movie as it is. The background music when Park Shin realizes that something has happened is just awesome. And the ending is obviously, like I've told about, it's a cliffhanger. But I hope, like, the second part comes in so we can see more of it, because right now it's just very unjustified, like, how the movie has ended. And it just gives you goosebumps when you end the movie, and it's just, I think that's the whole point of the movie, I feel like.
Of course, like, I don't think there's gonna be a part two because it's supposed to be open-ended. However, I would definitely recommend that you watch the show. I'd give it a 10 on 10 because it's supposed to be an open-ended movie. That's why I think Mehak disagrees to the score.
No, I don't disagree the score, but, like, It was really hard for me to understand the last part because it was a bit confusing. That's why I called you, right?
Yeah.
And I told you, like, what is happening. And then when you told me, I was like, oh, yeah, that actually makes sense. Because if you, like, I haven't watched a lot of thriller movies. For me, it was, like, a bit of a surprise. I couldn't sleep at night, by the way, because the call was constantly reminding me. Like, I was looking at my phone. I was like, oh, my God, am I going to get a call? So that was happening with me. But overall, like, I really like the movie. 9.5, fantastic cinematography. Amazing work done by the screenwriter and the director. Like, how they pulled this off was just amazing.
And also, you know, what's very important when it comes to, like, horror and thriller is the music. And the music was bang on, like, on point. It portrayed all of the emotions the character was feeling and the whole tense situation that was going on. You could, like, feel it in the music. So I would give it a 10 on 10. Mehak would give it a 9.5. So that means you should definitely watch it. And it's not that long, honestly. Also, it's dubbed in English and in Hindi. And obviously, it's not going to be the same as watching it in Korean. But for people who are not comfortable watching it in a different language, they can watch it in English or Hindi.
Yeah, and I also, one suggestion I would like to give, just, like, understand the character line very well. Like, you have to pay attention to the movie to understand what's going on. So I recommend, if you're watching it in Korean, just pay attention to it. You will love it. So
what's next for the two main lead characters? So for Shinmina, she came in a show called Sisyphus in 2021 that we watched, and that's also like a thriller. So maybe if you want to watch a thriller that has Shinmina, you can go for it. And what about Jung Joon-ho?
So Jung-so is coming in this drama that is to be announced. It's called Money Heist. So it's like a Korean version of the Spanish Money Heist. And she's going to be playing the role of Tokyo, which I'm really excited to see because her acting is phenomenal. She also came in this movie called Romance Without Love, in which she was the main role in 2021. So that's it for her.
If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.